launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. That's SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Again, SACL CAI. Now, Mark, you had an email you wanted to get to. I'm going to put that on hold because there's some breaking news.
Breaking news.
From here in Keene, New Hampshire, from where we do this show. And, of course, we talk about Keene. I mean, this is an international radio program. We're on across the country. But we talk about Keene because there's some interesting things that are going on here, namely the Free State Project that's going on all across New Hampshire. As we've talked about a million times on this program, the Free State Project is a movement. It's a brilliant idea. It's a movement of as many thousands of liberty-loving individuals as we can convince to come to New Hampshire to get here and get active for freedom. A few hundred people have moved already. There were already a few hundred people here. The New Hampshire natives are getting excited. They're getting jazzed up about all the activism that's going on. And so this is really the New Hampshire in general is the shining light on the beacon of liberty, and it's becoming that. Certainly it's the shining light of activism, of liberty activism right now. And Keene is one of the epicenters of it. There's certainly a lot of action in Manchester as well as Concord and even a little town called Grafton. But there's a lot going on, and obviously we live in Keene, so we're sharing some of what's happening here with you because it's really unique. It's stuff that's just not happening elsewhere. And one thing that has gone down is the freedom activists have now jumped into the political game here in Keene. And Keene has been kind of known for being a haven for voluntarists, being a place where people who are interested in doing things that are outside of the system are attracted to Keene. I would say the vast majority, probably 90% of the people that have moved here, would consider themselves voluntarists.
And that's why I moved here.
Yeah, because there's a cadre of real principled voluntarist types here. However, there hasn't been much political activism because, well, voluntarists are really kind of turned off by politics for the most part. Recently, that's begun to change. And tonight, there were four Free Staters that showed up. Actually, three Free Staters and one New Hampshire native that showed up at the city council meeting in Keene, New Hampshire. This is unprecedented because up until now, really, this wasn't going on. I know Julia, when she was running for office a couple of years ago, she was pretty much the only Free Stater that had any interest in going to city council meetings, and she's been pretty much turned off by the whole political system and how nasty it is. But these are there's new blood in town here in Keene, and these guys are willing to give it a go because up until this point, really, there hasn't really been much invasion, if you will, of the political process by the Free Staters, and it started to happen. In fact, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was one of the Free Staters that went to the city council meeting tonight, and he came over here afterwards and dropped off his little speech that he made. Apparently, from time to time, they'll open it up for public comment, and I was under the impression they didn't do that at city council meetings, that they only did that at like the committee meetings, but apparently they opened up for public comment because they're looking at increasing property taxes. And so I wanted to share his little speech. It's pretty short. This is what he said. I'm not here to beg you not to increase property taxes like many of the people sitting behind me. And by the way, Sam did videotape this, so it may be showing up at obscuretruth.com or on the front page of freekeen.com. That's really what we're talking about here, isn't it? Many in the audience believe what you're doing is wrong, but they wouldn't dare refuse your monetary demand, would they? I'm left wondering why. Why would they continue paying for a service they don't agree with? And the only answer I've come up with is fear. They are afraid of what you represent. Not you people directly, of course. No, no, you've hired armed men and promised them fat pensions to do your bidding. You people are the smiling faces of a tyrannical system that forces its will over others with the implied threat of violence. Walmart may not be the best company in the world, but they don't threaten to steal my house out from under me if I drive through their parking lot without shopping at their store. I'm sure many of you are thinking that's an unfavorable characterization. Some of you have probably already discounted anything I'm going to say, and that's okay. I know when it comes down to it, you're going to do what you want. And many of you see this as a hassle, a necessary evil, if you will, to let the subjects feel heard so they continue submitting to your demands.
Sounds about right.
My neighbor gets up at 5:30 every morning to leave by 6:30. He returns at about 4 and then leaves for a second job at about 6. While he works at his second job, many of the keen bureaucrats work on their second pension. While the people behind me are getting laid off, you work to keep all of your employees. Remember, he's talking to the city council.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't get this kind of stuff normally. Usually it's just begging.
They need to hear this.
Absolutely they do, and it's only just begun. It's going to expand out from here where more activists are going to start attending these meetings and start speaking out. And these are televised meetings, by the way. There are a bunch of old people sitting around Keene, sitting there because they can't leave their houses, watching the city council meetings. And Sam told me, by the way, there were only about 15 people in the audience. 4 of them were liberty activists. So already a third of the people attending these meetings are now free state activists or liberty activists. So good signs here. While they do, back to his speech, while they do more with less, you talk about doing more with more. An easy task when you're spending other people's money on yourselves. While they are working tirelessly to put food on their table, you talk about taking $5,000 for a feasibility study for a farming co-op. This is one of the issues that's on the table right now in town. I can save you the money and tell you, no, Keene won't support a farming co-op or the free market would have already created one. Due to the instability of the U.S. government, gardening is up 17% this year, and co-ops are a great way to get fresh produce at a reduced cost. The fact is, a farming co-op probably couldn't support itself because of the property taxes you people demand.
That's probably true.
So here comes the city of Keene running to the rescue with the brilliant solution of solving a government-created problem with more government. Because if there's one thing we need, it's government-controlling food. I'm sure my neighbor, when he gets home at 11 tonight, will be thrilled to know what his hard-earned money is going to such, or is that his hard-earned money is going to such fruitful endeavors. I find the actions of this council absolutely abhorrent. Others will join me in seeing this for what it is, a racket. So I urge you, double property taxes. After all, with twice the money, couldn't government solve twice the problems? Let's reduce property taxes and add an income tax and a sales tax to boot. Then everything would be fixed, right? The fact is, I need your help in building a critical mass of people who have had enough, who fear surviving under your system of tyranny more than telling you no. That day is coming, and you're helping me get there. And that was the end of his speech.
That's brilliant. I'm very apolitical myself, but I say if you're gonna, this is exactly the sort of thing that I can totally get on board with. Is going to these meetings and speaking the truth. What I don't like is this schmoozing that goes on with
the
politics,
begging.
Where you guys don't say anything that's gonna turn them off too quickly. You know, they're just gonna tune you out and not listen to you. And you know what? There's a lot of people watching you talk to the city council, and they are aware of this, and that's why they spent the rest of the meeting sort of defending their actions.
That's what Sam said. Yeah, he said that it completely changed the tone of the entire rest of the meeting after
they need to be on the defense in terms of trying to defend their violent activities.
Apparently, he wasn't the only one who spoke either. Another Free Stater, Patrick, who's one of the newer movers, he actually got up and spoke as well. And they were the only two people to speak at this city council meeting. So had they not been there, no one would have talked out against these people raising taxes. Is it going to stop them from raising taxes? No, of course not. But it is something that can get attention. It is something that can show people, hey, things are changing here in Keene. We've got people that are willing to stand up and call these people out for what they are. They're the gang leaders. That's who these people are.
At the very least, I'm not sure, I'm not 100% on board with what you're saying. I love his speech. But at the very least, it brings the conversation around to, hey, let's reduce taxes for a bunch of hardworking people. And it drives them into the arms of the people.
We can have an impact on the political process from outside of it through things like this, by speaking the truth.
And I can tell you this was probably very upsetting to those city councilors, because now they know their little game is not a private club anymore. Now the Free Staters and the activists are getting involved in their nasty little system, and they don't like that very much.
We're shining a light on them.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Hello, this is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster again. The S&P Case-Shiller Index says prices in 20 U.S. cities fell 18.5% on December, year-on-year, the fastest drop in housing on record. Sales of existing homes, which accounted for 90% of the market, fell in January to the lowest level since 1977, and new home sales were the lowest since 1963.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Each day it becomes more evident that the call for tariffs and subsidies are getting louder and louder. Politicians are coming under increasing pressure from constituents to enact protectionist laws, and rightly so. Free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing have destroyed our industrial base. A revolt is coming, and coming fast. Next year we see legislation, or perhaps sooner.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up anything. Just dial in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system, the archives, live streams, all free for you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with the order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. They've got marital aids, lingerie, movies, all kinds of stuff. AdamandEve.com.
As we continue here with your phone calls, Patrick is on the line in New Hampshire. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, it's me, and I went to the city council meeting along with Sam. I didn't actually know he was going to be there, but I kind of spoke out at the public hearing about the immorality of property taxes.
Well, you were one of the people, you can tell us about what you did here in a moment, but you were one of the, you were the organizer, basically, of this, and you did essentially what works so well up here in New Hampshire, and that is you came up with an idea of what you wanted to do, and that was attend the city council meeting tonight. You put it on the forum at freekeen.com, and you announced it basically saying, hey, I'm going to this. If you want to come join me, I would love to have you. And four people turned out for it, and as you said, you didn't even expect Sam to show up, but he showed up, and it's because you put it out there. And that's one of the great things about being up here in New Hampshire is if you want people to join you in your activism, you just announce what you're going to do, and they show up and they help.
That's real leadership by example. So I'm going to go do this thing. If you're inspired by that, if you find that encouraging, then join me.
And I think we need more of that here in New Hampshire. I think we need more self-starters, more of the leaders. And I think the more leaders are coming, but I think the people that are here now should also consider stepping up more often and organizing their own things. If they are looking out there and they're not seeing what they want. I mean, there are a lot of things to do already. You can come here to New Hampshire, you can plug into various different organizations, and you can get active in a number of different ways. But if you're looking around and you're saying, well, nobody's doing X, and you really want X to get done, step up, take the initiative, and get it started, and you'll be surprised at who steps up to help you out. So go ahead, Patrick, with your thoughts.
Well, it's been pretty amazing. I've never actually tried to do this sort of thing before, but you just say, I'm going to do this thing, and if you want to join me, go ahead. And people will actually come to these things. So, the city council seems sort of surprised. Nick Ryder sat next to me, and we didn't stand for the pledge or anything.
Did all four of you not stand, or?
I don't believe they were there yet.
I see.
Sam of the opinion you should stand for the pledge.
Why?
Why? Because
you've been indoctrinated.
For the other people.
Well, why? Why would you respect socialist indoctrination?
Because it is so thoroughly ingrained that
that's
you don't want
problem.
People to shut you off that early.
I don't buy that. I'm sorry. When you're honest, there's something about you yourself know you're speaking the truth, and that comes across in your voice.
Absolutely.
I think that's an important part of, you know, and people can tell when you're not being honest, and I'm not going to stand up for the pledge. That's specifically a statement I would want to make.
You're being honest with yourself.
If you don't address that sort of collectivism, that this cult of America and this cult of Keene, city of Keene, then you're off on the wrong foot right away.
Right, I agree. How else do you expect to start that conversation? How else do you expect to get people asking you questions
about...
The
important conversation is whether you stand for the pledge or not.
It's as important as any other conversation.
It's not.
It absolutely is.
The conversation that's important, sir, is whether they're stealing money out of people's pockets.
You're a nationalist fascist.
But they feel okay to steal our money.
Rabbit-ass mind, you nut job.
They feel okay to steal from us because they think we're all part of this club. And I don't want to be a member of the club. I don't want to be stolen from. And it's important to say I do not consider myself
only
a member of the club.
Only members of the club have a say as far as they're concerned. That's it. If you aren't a member of the club,
BS,
they don't care what you say.
And we have to point that out.
Fine, it's BS. Pay or go to jail.
We'll point it out over and over and over again. But I'm not going to lie and dance around the truth so that they will and pander to them.
There's plenty of people that aren't members of their clubs. There are plenty of members that are not members of their clubs, and they what they do with them. There's the pot smoking non members. They put them in jail. There's the non tax paying members. They take their houses away.
Sam said they spent the rest of the meeting trying to defend themselves. I don't think it was it wasn't shrugged off.
It sounds to me like it was a successful visit.
Sam's speech, they defend themselves, not standing from the pledge. That's the kind of thing that people
what
do
you're
in
saying,
middle
Mark,
school.
What,
I'm
no,
saying
Mark,
that not standing
what,
for the pledge didn't destroy his him being able to
I didn't not, say that either.
Not standing for the pledge is what people who have principles do and who care about socialist indoctrination, because that's all the Pledge of Allegiance is it's just blatant socialist indoctrination. It was written by a national socialist, and the right thing to do if you love freedom is to not go along with this collectivist, this groupthink mindset of standing up to the pledge. I want to hear what Patrick has to say.
If by principles you mean somebody who doesn't want to get anything done, yes, I agree.
Patrick, go ahead with your thoughts.
So my main point was, and I said this to the city, that it should only use force to defend from aggression, not as a routine method of revenue collection. And remarkably, somebody after the city council meeting was over, just a stranger, somebody who'd been listening, came up to me and said, "Well said." And I'd never met this person before. It was a woman.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
You mean she didn't come up and slap you across the face for not standing during the pledge?
No, it wasn't even about that. It was about the point that I'd made, which I thought it was something that only voluntarists would understand, but I think there actually is some public sentiment against involuntary taxes.
I think you're right.
I think they're waiting for someone to have the guts to say that. Go ahead, Mark.
I don't think that not standing for the pledge immediately puts a big black line through everything you've said in the entire meeting after that, Ian.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think that. I think it puts a little black check.
Whoopee-doo. Who cares what the state is?
I know you don't give a damn whether anything's effective or not. You're there for the splash. You're there for the hoorah of it. It doesn't matter to you whether it gets done or not.
That's right, Mark. I don't care about effectiveness.
The pledge offends me. I'm not going to stand for something that I find offensive.
Leave the room.
Why?
It offends you.
If
it's something that tells you to offend you, you turn it off. Leave the room.
I don't need to leave the room.
But he's making an effective statement by not standing.
Why should I leave the room?
No, be offensive. See how it works for you.
They're being offensive. I'm not.
So are you.
I'm just sitting there. How can that possibly be offensive to anyone?
Because
how
you're not standing. That's why it's offensive.
I'm not obeying.
Them standing and reciting some incantation of theirs offends you. Why can't you sitting offend them?
It can offend
them.
That's fine. Let them be offended, Mark. We're not here to put candy coats on everything.
Yeah, I don't think people should mince their words in order to not offend someone.
Right.
I think people should tell the truth.
Patrick, other thoughts?
Yeah, I wanted to make a distinction. There's really three groups of people at these city council meetings. There's the bureaucrats. At this point, there were the libertarians, and then there was a third group of people who were looking to push some legislation through, or they wanted to get funding for the co-op thing that Sam was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And afterward, I went up to those people, and I wanted to make sure what their position was, and they want the city to spend money to pay for this co-op. And I kind of opened the channel of communication with them and talked to them about it. It's like they do care for the community, but they seem to be a little bit confused on how to do what's best, and they want to force everyone to pay for studies and things.
Yeah, it's probably a lot easier to get the money from the city council than it is
sure
to actually go out and raise it.
Absolutely.
But what I think is interesting here is Patrick's pointing out that even after not standing for the pledge, which is supposed to be so offensive, he still managed to have conversations with these people in there.
You do it your way, man. I'll do it mine.
We will.
We'll see how
Thanks,
it goes.
Mark. Yeah, we will see how it
Why
goes.
Why don't you go in there smeared peanut butter, too?
Thank you, Patrick, for the call tonight. Right. By the way, Patrick is our newest blogger over at freeteen.com as we continue to add new liberty-oriented personalities to the site. More on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Coco Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Coco Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. This holiday season, you can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Coco Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
for your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. Call 1-800-204-6421. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And the Nationalist. You mean Mark, right? 1-800-259-9231. So we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, but first need to tell you about the Institute for Humane Studies and what they're doing this summer with 12 different seminars going on across the country. Participation is free, and they'll even cover your meals and housing. Seminars, by the way, are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and get registered today. And I believe this is pretty much targeted at college students and graduate students. Deadline is March 31st, libertarianseminars.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Enemy of the State is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Boy, I'm gotta tell you, I'm not the biggest Sam fan of all time, but that speech was something.
Sam, I agree.
I heard, I was listening to that. I heard the spirit of Sam Adams in there somewhere. I swear.
I thought it was a great speech. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is only, you know, this is only the very beginning. There are going to be more people coming with Sam and Patrick the next city council meeting, and before you know it, it'll be full of Free Staters. And boy, if that's not going to rub them against the grain, I don't know what will.
It's fun, if nothing else.
Even you should
if it
have
doesn't
fun.
Result in something. There's something very satisfying. Very satisfying about calling out these statists.
Absolutely. Now, city council meetings are pretty boring generally, but when you bring the Free Staters in there, the Liberty Act. As things get a little bit more interesting.
Spices it up a bit.
Plus, from what I understand, you can probably get Wi-Fi access in there. So if you've got a laptop, you can get a little bit of work done while you're sitting in there during the boring parts. So it's not a total, it wouldn't be a total waste of time.
Yeah. Did you say Sam would probably be putting a video of that up on his site?
He did have a video camera with him. We know for a fact that the city council meetings are televised, so if someone wanted to, they could go and grab the television copy and they could rip it out of that. But Sam actually did bring his own camera in, and it was videotaped. He hasn't reviewed the footage yet to make sure it came out all right. But, yes, it should be available eventually. You'll probably see it at obscuretruth.com or freekeen.com or both.
That's good stuff. And one more thing, you know, boy, I would have thought after Mark groveled at the feet of the state last week, he would have cooled down a little bit too. But boy, is he on a statist roll tonight, huh?
You know, he's really indoctrinated with the flag. Like, it warms his heart, even though he understands that it's socialist indoctrination. But what can you do, right? He's an old man.
And it's the same way for the vast majority of Americans. And I don't think that kicking dirt in their faces really does any good.
It's not kicking dirt in their faces.
Sitting there and not doing anything. Well, that's something they need to get over.
Yeah, right. Well, they should get over it.
When I said it shouldn't be offensive that I'm just sitting there, I am not trying to force them to do something. I am not pressuring. They're the ones trying to make me do something in order to be a part of this club that I don't want to be a part of.
Mark, you sit on the radio.
I'm just choosing not to do it. I mean, I'm just being passive.
You sat on the radio tonight and insulted the Marines. You don't think that's kicking dirt in a bunch of people's faces?
All I said was that they're a bunch of paid killers. I think the Marines would agree.
I don't know about that. That's offended some people in the past, Mark. Aren't you concerned about offending
people?
But
there's been plenty of people that have written in and said, well, my God, if the Army isn't a bunch of paid killers, what the hell are we paying them for?
Yeah, well, there can be plenty of people that will agree with you to not stand for the pledge. You might be surprised how many people would want to not stand for the pledge.
I don't intend to have anybody agree with me.
But like you are just so afraid of what other people might think that they won't do it. So I say congratulations to Sam.
I don't have any desire to do that.
Of course you don't. What other thoughts do you have for us tonight, caller?
Well, I would just add, Mark, that you know, you look at the American revolutionaries, and for example, Samuel Adams wouldn't have been kneeling to whatever British symbol to open the meeting. So
But Samuel Adams darn sure kneeled at the American flag. He went and told the guys, what was it, not the Whiskey Rebellion, the one that happened in Connecticut, Shays Rebellion. He told the guys of the Shays Rebellion, you can't rebel, we got our own country now.
Just because he was imperfect doesn't mean you should follow in his footsteps.
Just letting you know, he got things done.
Well, he was edgy for his time.
That's true.
And now we are evolving to a higher form of social interaction.
His cousin got more things.
And we are edgy for our time, and we're, you know, in many ways very similar to him. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the fact that he had the courage to say things that were not mainstream at the time. We are doing the same thing now.
Iconoclasm is guaranteed to offend somebody. It's the nature of the beast. And I think that it should be encouraged because being iconoclastic...
You can really convince people that you've offended of something.
Iconoclastic...
When I came to the Marines this evening, it's not like I was trying to convince any Marines of anything, Ian. All I'm trying to... you know,
I don't think they were trying to convince anyone of anything either. They were just doing what they believed is right, and I'm in support of that.
I'm in support of getting things done.
And what are you
doing? Take down the system by delegitimizing it. Mock it. That's
I agree. People should be laughing at the state, not respecting it. Thank you for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you.
I think idealism is pragmatic, personally. I think I've seen lots of people mincing their words, walking on eggshells, not to upset politicians, and trying to do all this schmoozing, and I just keep seeing the state grow. And, it's time to give idealism a try.
Thank you. Give it a shot. Absolutely.
I'm protecting people in my town from the aggression of the town by turning the fire department into a voluntary fee-based organization.
How's that going?
It's actually, it's going through the progress. It's a heck of a lot more effective than not standing for the pledge.
Didn't you say you'd vote for the new fire truck?
The new fire truck was not up for a vote, and I couldn't go because I was in Florida.
I thought they voted it down.
They voted down, I believe, the new tanker, but the tanker didn't actually get up, but they did vote in a new highway truck.
Let's continue with your calls. Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Good evening. Yeah, I just wanted to make the comment that really the Pledge of Allegiance, while, you know, we all were indoctrinated in grade school with it, you know, every day we would start the day with Pledge of Allegiance and all this stuff. But I think it's really ridiculous. I mean, you know, there were Quakers in England that were actually arrested because they wouldn't take an oath or they wouldn't swear, you know, on the Bible. And, you know, that's something that, you know, it really has very little meaning anymore. I think it's more important that you're, in a sense, true to yourself and that you have, you know, a respectful tolerance for other traditions.
I've heard so many good things about the Quakers. I mean, it's just one more thing, right? It just sounds like the Quakers really had their head screwed on straight.
Right, they did. And, you know, in this society that's multicultural and diverse, you know, it's a private thing. If one wants to make an oath to a state, which all totalitarian regimes demand.
Yeah.
Throughout history.
This is, as Mark would point out, this is, by the way, the only country that we know of that actually has a Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, that's true, but there was a Pledge of Allegiance in Germany during Hitler's period, where they were to uphold the Führer and the laws of the land and the Germanic people, and also in Russia, under the communists, you had a situation whereby people took a pledge to the state. And often, if they didn't do that, they were reported by their neighbors.
Yeah,
you
so Mark would have been pledging if this were Germany, and there are some shocking parallels. If mm-hmm. this were Germany, Mark would have been standing up and pledging right alongside everybody else because he wouldn't want to offend the
the things that we say. Ian, we both have been gassed by now,
so
it really isn't an issue.
Yeah,
right. So I think right now we shouldn't have to have the pledge, and basically, I don't think the patriots, the people, the founding fathers and mothers of this country, would have demanded it either. You know, they lived their beliefs, and they had the freedom to pursue them or not to do that. And really, that's what America should be about. It shouldn't be about, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, which really was brought back during Eisenhower's time at the height of the Cold War. So we have to be very careful about things like that. Let's follow the laws of the land and the Bill of Rights.
Laws of the land?
And
there are too many damn laws, Frank. Nobody can follow the laws.
And let us not violate the Geneva conventions and accords that the United States signed in 1947
when
and 1949.
When you say us, you mean the United States federal government, because I didn't sign the Geneva conventions, nor do I even have any idea what they say.
Yeah,
so.
But what I'm trying to say is this. If we follow, if we do what is right without all of this sort of grandstanding and making oaths and doing all of this empty rhetoric, but let's start to live our freedoms. Then I think we'll
thank
be
you,
a
Frank.
Lot
I'm
better
with you.
Off.
Living free. I like that. I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That's what we're doing up here in New Hampshire, and more people are coming here to join us. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. It is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
I'm Ed Hanway with Cigna. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 15 years, and we'll continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Joe Wood with Famous Footwear. We're a proud national sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 6 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, we'll sneak your call in. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, at the beginning of this hour, we talked about giving an update on what was going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, because there's a lot of activism happening here in Keene. More activism happens here in New Hampshire in 1 week than happened an entire year when I lived down in Florida. I mean, it's just a whole different world up here. There's so much to choose from, so much to do, and it just keeps expanding. As more activists get here and they get active and many of them become leaders and they create their own activism and other people join up with them, the activism palette just continues to expand. There continue to be more opportunities and it's just getting more exciting over time. And, of course, for us it's exciting, but imagine what it's like to be one of those city councilors. Imagine what it's like to be a statist representative or something like that here in New Hampshire. What must they feel like when they see this stuff?
I'm hoping that they're feeling uncomfortable and that they start thinking twice about the kinds of activities they're engaged in. Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, I would say there's definitely some uncomfortability going on here.
I think they're scared of the nuts is the way they would look at it. You know,
scared in what way?
Well,
like for their physical safety or
doubtful. They just that these people need to be put down in some manner, and they're not exactly sure how it needs to be done.
These people, meaning the activists, need to be put in their place. That kind of thing.
Somehow, I mean, that's essentially they're coming in here disturbing things.
They wanted to put me in the jail cell. They tried that.
Things weren't disturbed before they came, and now things must be back to the way they were before because I liked it better that way.
Ain't going back.
No, it's not.
They can put more activists in jail. They certainly have the power to do that. They at this point have plenty of armed men who have vans and handcuffs, and they have the jail, and they will put them in there. There's no doubt about that. They're going to try to crack down on some of the activists to show how strong they are.
It's going to be like the Hydra if they try that.
They'll cut one
head off, and three will grow in its place.
That's exactly the case, because when they put me in that jail cell for that weekend, the activists called and they emailed and they got in touch with these government bureaucrats and they let them know their displeasure. It encouraged more people to move here to Keene specifically as a result of that. More people were probably encouraged to move to New Hampshire in general as a result of that. It's the same thing that happened when they put Lauren Canario and Russell Canning and these other activists that have also gone to jail for civil disobedience here in New Hampshire. Every time they put an activist in jail, it just gives us more. I mean, of course, there's a process beforehand with the court trials and things like that. The activists get out and they show up at those things. We had 25 people at the last trial, and it's been thank you. It's been a consistent few dozen people that have been showing up to these things now, whereas a year ago it would have been maybe 5-10 people. So we're seeing significant growth within just a year's period of time. We're going to see more growth coming soon. This is not happening anywhere else. It's just so
exciting. You can see them sweating. You can see them sweating. Yep. They see this trend. They see this snowball effect happening, and we're difficult targets because we're not being violent. We're being very peaceful, but it's rattling them.
And their solution, not only are we peaceful, but we're also persuasive. I mean, we're friendly. We're peaceful and friendly, and people can talk to us, and we can explain ourselves, and the positions are unassailable. I mean, the liberty position, that is that you do not aggress against your neighbor. That we're against aggression, we are for honoring our contracts, and not for harming our, and against harming our neighbors and aggressing against our neighbors. It's the most sensible, logical, loving, caring, humane position to be coming from. And the more we can repeat it, the more we can put it out there in newsprint and in television form and in radio form and in blog form, the more we can put it in front of people's eyes and ears, the more likely they're going to realize that, wow, these Liberty guys are onto something. There's really something to this here. And look, there's more of them this year. Wow, I mean, look at what they're doing. As an example of something else that's going on here, this is, again, another great form of activism that I've never even... I mean, it's been done in the past, but not to this extent. So Lauren Canario, who is one of the, the leading activists in the state, came up with this brilliant idea, which isn't really so original at its core, and that is to go around and feed money into people's expired parking meters. Now, there are people who have done this in other cities in the past, but it's usually just a one-man band operation. It's usually some guy who just wants to do somebody some favors, and he goes downtown and puts...
I thought it was Robin Hood doing that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Robin Hood. But anybody who goes to the...
But Lauren's been very, very, she's kind of talked about
integral
stuff. Yeah.
Well, Lauren was, if you go to the Freekeen Forum, you can obviously figure out who it is. It's no secret who Robin Hood is. So I apologize to Lauren if I wasn't supposed to let that cat out of the bag, but it's not exactly a secret. So anyway, this has been done before, right? There have been people that have gone around to parking meters and put money in it before. But now it's a campaign. Now mm-hmm. it's a group form of activism. She started.
And it really isn't, Lauren. I mean, it's a lot of people.
That's correct.
Who knows?
There are like 4 or 5 people that have gone out there and done this at this point. They do it together. So what happens is, once a week now in Keene, they get together before they tape Free Minds TV. They get together at 4 o'clock in downtown Keene, and they hit the entirety of downtown. And they just walk, because it's not very long, they just walk the downtown main street, and they eyeball, and they split up, they go across the street. You were out for one of these, weren't you?
I showed up to one, and they left early that one day.
Oh, okay.
So
I went out for one.
But I did
of them.
Put some money in someone's meter. I didn't have the envelope with me to put.
And that's one of the other things that's different about this. So they're going down the street. They're eyeballing the meters. They're looking for the ones that are expired or maybe within a few minutes, like 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes of expiring. And they'll go up, and they'll pump a few nickels in there and give somebody another half an hour. So essentially saving people from getting parking tickets, because let me tell you, the Keene police have a very, sharkish woman that's going around looking for people.
They have a couple.
Yeah, so they do a good job of giving people tickets, but if the meters are not expired, they can't give out a ticket. So they're saving people money by doing this. And they're going down the street. When they find a car that's at an expired meter, they have this envelope that they put on the car, and it essentially says... Well, in fact, there's a news article about this. This is getting coverage now. The local newspaper has covered this story, so let me share that with you. It's from the Keene Sentinel. Locals calling themselves modern-day Robin Hoods are taking to the streets of Keene to save drivers from city parking fines. White envelopes from the Robin Hood Parking Meter Fund began appearing on vehicle windshields in mid-February. An accompanying note reads, "Dear motorist, you have crossed paths with Robin Hood. Your parking meter ran out of time, but my merry men remedied the situation with additional coins. May your future travels be uninterrupted by the crown of Keene and his many sheriffs." Internet postings indicate that members of the Free State Movement are behind the effort to save drivers from potential parking fines. People shouldn't be driven out of downtown by the parking fines. They just want to buy things and enjoy themselves. I say we let them, one blogger identified as Robin Hood of Cheshire Forest wrote. I'm hoping to make downtown as friendly to motorists as the big franchise stores on the edge of town by enforcing Ticketless Tuesdays. Instead of paying a $5 fine to the city of Keene, people are asked to donate $3 to the Robin Hood Parking Meter Fund. Donations are not required, however. They went to the Keene police to get a comment on this story, by the way, because people were wondering, is this illegal? In some cities, it is. In some cities, it is a crime to feed someone else's meter. Now, I doubt it being illegal would stop Robin Hood and his merry men from going out and doing this in Keene. But according to the police lieutenant, he says he doesn't think it's a violation of the law if someone pays for your meter. So, that's a little bit of good news, right?
You're right. It wouldn't stop the merry men.
No, it certainly would not.
That's good PR, and that's the kind of thing we need.
That is great PR. In fact, it has resulted in contributions. People have taken those envelopes, which are, by the way, pre-stamped for convenience, pre-addressed, and they've dropped, since they know they saved $5 because the meter was expired, they send a few bucks over to the Robin Hood people.
As they should.
And from what I understand, it's turned into a self-sustaining thing. Like, it's paying for itself and maybe even making a little bit of money.
Well, I mean, if it makes money, then you can just go out and do it more. So
and that's
what we should do. And I think as we get more activists here, and also as we get locals interested in the project, we might be able to start doing it more often. That would be great.
Is that sabotage, Mark?
No.
No? Okay. Is it coming up the worst?
Did anybody get hurt? Did anything
sabotage does not entail people getting hurt.
Sabotage very well sounds like things being broken or people being hurt.
To you, I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it sounds that way to most people.
Just asking you if that's sabotage, because they're gumming up the works of the state, right? I mean, is it gumming up the works of the state to go out and do those
things?
It is. But you say that's good PR in this case.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, great news here as the activism just continues to burgeon, continues to get more impressive. We've got a couple dozen people now coming out on a weekly basis just to hang out with one another here in Keene for the most part. And
I'm loving movie nights on Tuesdays.
Yeah, that's something else that's going on. If you look at the calendar at freekeene.com, it's really starting to fill out. It used to just be Social Sundays once a week and then calling the local radio show on Saturday mornings. It used to be all that was on the calendar. And now there's things going on Tuesdays, and there's other things that are being added in there. And it's really turning into something's happening here. All right, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can catch up on the latest over at freekeene.com. That's our blog site filled with all kinds of interesting stuff. And more Free Talk Live coming up tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and see Dale's comic strip.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.